Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, Today's College Students Experience More Anxiety. Colleges and universities in the U.S. are experiencing a surge in the number of students seeking mental health services, according to the Anxiety Disorders Association of America. The most frequently diagnosed mental illness in children and teens is anxiety disorder. And while most schools do have some mental health services, they don't offer programs specifically geared to treat these disorders. Association President Geralyn Ross says it's not surprising to her that the nation's top schools are reporting an increase in students needing and accessing mental health services. 83 schools were surveyed for the report. The schools were selected from the U.S. News & World Report's 2007 Guide to the Nation's Top Universities and Liberal Arts Colleges. Ross says nearly all of the schools responding to the survey reported an increased usage of student mental health services through the past 3 years. And the colleges are noting a growing number of students coming to school with a history of mental illness, with an increase after September 11, 2001. Anxiety disorders refer to a spectrum of illnesses characterized by anxiety, worry, and fear, which include obsessive-compulsive disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as specific phobias. According to the association, about 40 million adult Americans are diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, making this the most common mental health diagnosis. Anxiety disorders are also the most common mental disorders to occur during childhood and adolescence. The novelty of heading off to college can present special difficulties, experts say. It's also a time of life when mental health problems tend to emerge. Dr. Alec Miller says the classic issue for many people starting out in college is separation from family, as they're free at last, but it's a double-edged sword. A lot of kids aren't well prepared with adequate internal resources to withstand stress, he notes. Dr. Miller explains that monitoring eating and sleeping properly are important, and this may be difficult for college students. A survey shows that most schools offer crisis intervention, individual counseling, and referrals, but few programs are tailored to the specific needs of students. More than one-fifth of schools reported an increase in the number of students seeking treatment at college counseling centers who were already taking psychiatric medications. Less than half of responding schools knew how many of their students were seeking treatment for anxiety disorders. Ross says the association's call to action is that it's critical for students to have access to counseling and other mental health services to diagnose and treat anxiety disorders. She says this report will give students and parents additional information to consider when selecting a college, as the availability of mental health services should be a factor in that decision. She wants people to understand that anxiety disorders can be treated and that they know they can receive help and don't have to suffer silently. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.